Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to the leader in you. This is your host, Catherine Trotter. What a great morning it is today. Yes, we're right back at it, leader in you, on a Monday morning, the 12th of October. Can you believe it? We're almost to the mid of October. Towards the end of this week, we'll be right in the middle of October. And so we're back at it again, talking about a leader's vision, breaking barriers 2016. Thank everyone for joining us this morning, whether you're calling in, whether you're joining us via online. We appreciate your time this morning. Just to give you a little bit of background for those that are just joining the show for the first time, we've been hosting this show since last spring, and we've been doing it ever since, and we're going to continue to do it. We always connect with leaders across the nation. Statewide is the goal, to bring everyone together at one specific time to talk on hot topics as it relates to leadership, growth, and development. For those of you that don't know, I have been in business since 2007 with my consulting company and with my nonprofit organization since 2002. To learn more about my company, you can go to CatherineTrotter.com. I want to introduce some of our guest speakers this morning. And you know, those that listen to the show, you know I love starting it off with a quote. So I have two quotes that I want to kick off the show with. One says, "I am not a product of my COVID." I'm going to say it again. I am not a product of my circumstances. I am a product of my decisions. The next quote says, "I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and miss. I've failed over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed." And that quote was by Michael Jordan. Many of you know of Michael Jordan, of his professional career in sports, in the sports arena. And we know that a lot of times as we step out as a leader, there are going to be times that we're going to have failing moments. There are going to be times that we're going to have to pick ourselves back up and continue to move forward. Just as we did last week, we broke down the topic of vision and breaking those barriers. We know vision is the state of being able to see sometimes things that are not always readily visible in our eyesight. Breaking means to separate into pieces, to break down. For forward movement, barriers, what is a barrier? If you want a visual perspective, a barrier could be a fence or some kind of obstacle that could be preventing you from moving forward. But our leaders that's on the call today, they're going to break down their perspective of a leader's vision, breaking barriers. So I want to talk a little bit about Miss Kimberly Ferguson, awesome, awesome woman out of the New Jersey area. She's a business owner. She's an author. She's a professional development trainer. She is an entrepreneur. Miss Kimberly Ferguson has demonstrated the ability to motivate an audience. She has 18 years of experience. So for everyone that's listening to this show, you want to definitely stay tied in to hear some of her golden nuggets this morning. She is from the New Jersey state area, as I stated. She has certification as a teacher in the area of English. She's also certified to teach in the area of internet and online technology. So hold tight. We're going to bring her on. I also want to introduce Mr. Charles Hart out of the Mississippi area. I had an opportunity to work with him and his business partner this past summer. They've launched a phenomenal nonprofit organization, and I don't want to steal his thunder. He's going to tell you a lot about that. But a little bit about him, he is from the Mississippi area, Macon to be specific. His journey began well over 13 years ago, and he has an outreach program that teaches boxing to youth. And we know today, we know we need to have as many outreach efforts to help our youth so that they can have a positive moving pull that so that way they can live a productive life. He also goes on to say that his goal is focusing on our upcoming generation. The youth is in need of an advocate, and his mission is to empower at-risk youth to conform to soundproof principles that will transform their mind, body, and soul. And, you know, we have some other guests that we're going to be plugging in, but right now we want to kick this show off with Miss Kimberly out of the New Jersey area. Good morning, Miss Kimberly, and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Awesome, awesome. Well, you know, what we'd like to do for every guest that joins us, we always want someone to be able to connect with you after the show. So before we go into the topic and the interview questions, if you could share with the listening audience, how can they connect with you, whether it be Facebook, your website, what's the best form to connect?
Okay, I'll give you a number of ways to connect. They can connect via email, info@kferg, that's kferg.com. Kferg Speaks across just about every social media platform, but a quick and easy way to follow me is just to go to follow.kfergspeaks.com, and of course they can check out my website, that's kfergspeaks.com. So that's a number of ways they can get in touch with me after the show.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we know today we're talking about a leader's vision, Breaking Barriers 2016, and we're just going to slow walk this topic this morning. When we think about vision, what comes to your mind? I know you're a professional, again, well over 18 years of experience, so I know you have had the experience over your time to break barriers in your personal business growth. Talk a little bit about that. What is vision, and how did you break through any barriers that you saw over the past 18 years?
Absolutely. So when I think about vision, I think about being able to really find or communicate in a big way what my idea was. So communicate that to myself, so really lay that out, plan it out, but also be able to communicate it to others and communicate it to people who are going to be impacting that vision. And that the idea of what my future success is going to look like, how that success can impact them. So when I look at vision, it's about what I'll do, for whom, what results am I looking to attain, what's the course of action for achieving it. So I think about the action that I'm going to take, the planning that it's going to require, the time, being realistic about the time. So when I think about vision, I think about that big picture of my future success.
Wow, wow. And, you know, something that I received from what you just said was the word action. And,
absolutely.
You know, a lot of times, you know, and I really received that, what you just said, because a lot of times we can have the vision, but if we never take action, it's never going to come to reality.
Yes, and in my book, I have a book, it's Marketing You, Be Strategic. That can be found on my website. It can also be found on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and a number of other online retailers. But in that book, I talk about action and the fact that many of us, it's a faith-based approach to career development. Many of us in our faith will just have the faith and believe that things will happen for us, but we won't take action on those things. So I'm very, very, that's key to anyone that I work with, anyone that I'm providing career development facilitation for, is the idea, yeah, it's wonderful to have an idea, but how are you going to take action on it? And that's when you talked about, when you asked the question about, you know, how did I overcome some of the barriers that I encountered, it was really very simple. It was about having a plan and then taking action on that plan. But when I planned for the barriers. So not just planning to say, okay, these are the things I want to do, but then thinking, what are the potential obstacles that can come in my way? And that all impacts that vision. So I tell people, vision cast over your life. I vision cast over my life. I vision cast over my business. But more importantly, I look at challenges. What are the challenges that I could potentially face? What are the challenges that I've faced before, and how can I learn from them? What are some challenges that other entrepreneurs and other leaders that I've been in contact have faced, and how did they navigate them? What went well with that and what didn't? So really doing an honest assessment of all of those factors is key in really making your vision come to life.
Well, I'm over here taking notes because I just jotted down plan for the barriers. And I actually text it to myself so I can keep it logged in my phone. So I connect with that so much. And, you know, you coaching over the years, what are some barriers that you've seen in some clients that you have been able to help coach them through?
So I've seen barriers from people, barriers that were within them, so barriers that they've created themselves. I can't do it. I'm afraid to do it. I don't know how to do it. So coaching people through that fear, the first thing that I say is we have to risk failure. So people fear failure, right? And the quote that you gave in the beginning, oh, my goodness, I was over here jotting things down as well, because when you think about failure, many of us avoid it. Many of us say, you know, I don't want to fail. But the reality is every failure gets us one step closer to success. So when I'm coaching, I remind people of that. Every failure gets you one step closer to success. Every no, one step closer to that yes. So we have to get past that fear. For me, you asked me how I address it with clients. I had to address it with self initially, because I left a full-time job, benefits, the whole nine, in order to pursue my business, but I had to get past that fear. So the first thing that I coach people through is just reminding them, don't be afraid of failure, because failure is a good thing as long as we're learning from it, as long as we take that and we take it as a stepping stone. Another challenge that people have shared with me is other women. So other women entrepreneurs, other women leaders who are trying to move forward, sometimes they face challenges, and it could be mindset. It could be a mindset that they're projecting that's not even, it's not even real. It's not even realistic. So I encourage people to self-assess. Really think about what's causing us to feel that way. Is it that we're lacking something? So a number of them, it was just a matter of additional professional development for them. It was, you know, some training that they were in need of. I remind people that we need to make an impact. How do we make impact? We make impact through our personality, through differentiation, and through our competencies. So if we're not strong in those competencies, those knowledge, those skills, those abilities, if we're not demonstrating those effectively, we have to be sure to invest in ourselves. So I remind many of my clients, make sure you're investing in yourself, not trying to upsell and get more services from them, but just reminding them that in order to be the best that you can be, in order to execute that vision, you have to be knowledgeable. You have to be able to demonstrate those skills. So those are some of the challenges that people have shared with me, and that's some of the ways that I've encouraged them to work through. But at the end of the day, the thing that I always encourage, and I know I've said this already a number of times on this call, is planning. Planning for those challenges, planning for those barriers, and then executing a plan, making a realistic plan, a plan that they can execute themselves, a realistic plan. When you think about SMART goal settings, we all know what SMART goals are. So having something that's realistic, something that's deadline-driven for them to get to the goal that they're trying to reach.
Absolutely, absolutely. One other nugget I just wrote down from what you just stated was, don't be afraid of failure as long as we are learning. So for everyone that's just joining us, I see you. Welcome this morning. For those that are just joining us for the first time, you are a part of the Good Morning to the Leader in You, and today's topic is a vision, a leader's vision, breaking barriers 2016. And the voice that you were just hearing is Miss Kimberly Ferguson out of the New Jersey area, and she has been sharing some phenomenal golden nuggets. I myself have been taking notes. I know you and the listening audience, you've been taking notes as well. I have one more question for you, and then I'm going to bring in our next guest, Mr. Clark, and then we're going to all chime in to have a collaborative conversation. Now that we are in the fourth quarter of 2015, shy of 2016, how can you say leaders should be preparing? What are some things we should be doing in this last quarter to prepare ourselves for 2016?
Okay, so I have a model that I use, and it's a model that I use for in many different scenarios. I use it for leaders who are assessing their organizations to kind of figure out how to get better. So I use this very same thing to plan for the next year. What I do, I call it scope, and I take a look at my strengths. So what were my strengths? And so what I would tell a leader, what were your strengths in 2015? What did you do well? What were your successes? What were some of the goals that you accomplished? What value did you bring? How did you increase revenue? How did you save revenue? All of those different things. And then I encourage them, again, we already talked about challenges, but take a look at the challenges that you faced. What were some of the challenges? Did you have a deal that fell through? Why did it fall through? What didn't go smoothly? Why did you not plan? Did you not prepare? I have a model that I use. It's called PROACT, and it's a problem-solving technique. But I tell people, find your own problem-solving technique. How are you solving problems? How did you solve the problems that you encountered? So those are the challenges. The O is take a look at your opportunities. What opportunities for growth that you find in those problems and in those successes. What opportunities for revenue came from a problem or a success? So take a look at opportunities, networking, who did you meet, what value did it add to your organization or to your life? Process, so the P is for process. How did you do what you did? What were strengths of what you did? What were some of the challenges? How did you do what you did in each of those different areas, strengths and challenges? And then asking yourself, is there a more efficient way to handle it in 2016? And then finally, end result. What end result did you achieve? Was it what you were expecting? Why wasn't it? What result did you desire? So those are the types of questions that I ask people to ask themselves in planning for the next year, and that helps them get a little bit closer to their overall goal for success.
Wow. So asking empowering questions to ourselves to prepare for next year. I'm telling you, for those that's listening, you definitely want to connect with Ms. Kimberly out of the New Jersey area. We're going to be bringing her back on, and she's going to also give, again, her contact information so you can plug in to what she is doing. Now, I have a couple quotes that I want to read, and then we're going to bring on Mr. Clark from the Mississippi area. And those of you listening to the show, you know I love quotes. So this next one says, I alone cannot change the world, but I can cast a stone across the water to create many ripples. And that's by Mother Teresa. Another quote says, I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel. And us as leaders, we have to be so conscious in how we interact with people. And that's quoted by Maya Angelou. And we have to be so conscious in how we interact with people because we have the power, we have the influence to bring life or to not bring life. And so we want to make sure that we're constantly pushing forward and empowering people with words and with our deed and with our action. And the next quote, and then I'm going to bring on Mr. Clark, life is 10% what happens to me and 90% of how I react to it. And that's by Mr. Charles Swindoll. And the last one that I'm going to read, and I think this is a good segue in bringing Mr. Charles on, do or do not. There is no try, and that's by Yoda. Again, I'm going to say it again. Do or do not. There is no try. In other words, we got to eliminate that try from our vocabulary. Either we're going to execute or we're just simply not going to execute, but there's no middle ground. And with that said, Mr. Charles, welcome to the show this morning. Thank you so much for being a part of us.
Hey, thank you. I really appreciate you having me.
Awesome, awesome. So, you know, share with the listening audience what is the best way to contact you, whether it's any of your social media links, email, or what have you. What's the best way to get in contact with you?
Two quick ways to contact me is truefoundationoutreach.org and Charles, C-H-A-R-L-E-S, the number 4, G-A-I-L-0, at gmail.com.
Okay, awesome. Now, Charles, take us through the story of your beginning, because your journey, when you sent me your bio, it said your journey began 13 years ago. Describe that journey when it began.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start off. Yeah, I was a teenager, about 14 years old. My brother had given me an opportunity to manage his fleet. It was a family business. He had pretty much brought most of his brothers up north. And being as though I was young, he actually made me the manager of his fleet of ice cream trucks. It actually was good humor. And later on, we merged into, well, I basically did that from age 14 to 25. And we later merged into real estate. And simultaneously, while all that was going on, I took on prize fighting. I boxed professionally from 1996 to 2005. And I retired about the age of 35, and actually, I started to try to help people. So that lasted from 2006 to 2012. I was operating an assisted living program to help low-income families. And ultimately, after that, from 2012 to 2015 to the date, we opened up a boxing gym to help at-risk youth. And relocated down here in Mississippi with your help, Ms. Trotter, and now we're here.
That is so powerful, and I think it's the power in the journey, and I'm just taking notes from you as well, because when you started at a young age, and now today, 13 years later, you know, you see the power in staying in motion, you see the power in staying in action, the power of when you commit to do something and then you actually deliver on it. And no matter what some of the obstacles may have been, like, what would you say some of your obstacles were? What were some of the barriers as you began to even step out on your program?
Well, the barriers were self-inflicted. A lot of time, and where I was, I thought that money made me. I thought that that was who I was. I thought that things had made me. I thought that's, you know, what I should be focusing on. But actually, I didn't learn who I was until I was down in the gutter. And actually, I found out that, you know, it ain't about the money. It's about what my brother had told me earlier. When I started making the money, he had said, son, this money ain't going to mean you a hill of beans until you try to start helping people. Now, when you help people, the money will come automatic. And so that's kind of like my mindset that I took on. Okay, I need to help people. That's what it is, where I'm at right now.
Wow. What I'm hearing from you is that there was a mind, and this is what I'm texting to myself as my notes from what you just said. There was a mindset shift. So there was a shift in your mindset that took place. And you mentioned something that you were down at, I guess you say, at the lowest common denominator. I mean, you were down low. And at that lowest place where you actually found who you were, you found the mission, you realized and you saw clearly the vision. Let's talk about that for a second. So when you think of vision, what is that to you? Because you had an epiphany in your life. It was a certain point in your life, this is what I'm hearing from you, that you had an epiphany and things became clear for you. So talk about vision. What is vision to you?
Well, vision to me is actually being able to accept yourself for who you are and being able to see something that is a need to be done in the earth and being able to put forth the effort to make it happen. You can slip up, you can trip up, no matter how many times you fail, just keep being persistent to make it happen. That's what vision is to me, being persistent.
Wow. So you said something that was powerful. You said, see yourself for who you are. Is that what you stated?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Well, if you're seeing yourself for who you are and you're going through that growth phase and that process, sometimes it can be a tough pill to swallow. So how do you get through that process?
Well, there you go. I mean, being as though you're seeing yourself for who you are, you're going to have distractions, you're going to have fears, and you're actually going to have to move yourself into the personal growth development. Being as though the distractions are there, you're pretty much going to have to minimize the distraction. And then the fear, when the fear shows up, it's kind of like fear of faith. You know, as you go, you're going to be fortified. As you move forward towards your goal, towards your effort, you will be fortified. And God will bring you the people that you need so that you can make the event happen, what you're trying to make happen in the earth. And then the personal growth development. The personal growth and development is kind of like you want to take some time for yourself. Cut everything off first. This will pretty much need to happen early in the morning. Cut everything off and spend some time with yourself and God and expose whatever's going on within you out and be true to yourself. Matter of fact, be true to Him, because we already know we can't bluff, make muff God. And actually set your plan in place and start moving towards your plan. And that's when stuff starts to happen.
Wow, I'm still taking notes. I'm over here typing. What I just jotted down was exposed. And I think that is a huge word that you just used. It's a short word, but it's huge at the same time. When you're going through your personal development growth phase in your own individual life, it's going to be a moment in time where you're going to be exposed. That you're going to be open. You have to be transparent with yourself. And being transparent with yourself, I heard you say, then you can then set your plans. Because a lot of times we can live in a state of mirage. We can kind of be in this foggy state, like, you know, I think this is what I want to do, but I'm not really sure. And you kind of hear there and all over the place. I hear a term sometimes, people say I'm a jack of all trades, but master of none. I personally don't adopt that philosophy because I think it's important to have a niche area. But with what I'm hearing you say is once you get into that quiet space, you say get alone, early in the morning, get in that quiet space. And when you do get in that quiet space, you have to be okay to expose who you are and be real with yourself. Because us as a leader, we can't expect anybody. We talked on some shows, previous shows, and for those that are just joining us, you can definitely go to the blogtalkradio.com/leaderinyou, and you can listen to all of our previous shows. But on one of them, it was talking about getting real with yourself. It was talking about, as a leader, if you're developing a business, whether it be for-profit or non-profit, and you want your organization to move or develop or be molded in a certain way, you can't expect something out of the people in your organization that you're not willing to do yourself. You can't expect your people to be real with you if you're not real yourself. And Kimberly touched on that, that if she had to, you know, have self-awareness first with herself, even prior to even coaching anyone else. And so I think these are good nuggets, these are good points that we're talking about today. Because we are, again, for those that are just chiming in and online or via calling, and we appreciate you this morning. Again, today's topic is A Leader's Vision, Breaking Barriers 2016. And so, Charles, I want to ask you the same question I asked Kimberly. We're in the fourth quarter. Now, what are some things we could be doing as a leader to prepare us for 2016?
2016, we need to start now. Get your idea together. Get an idea together and get it out into the earth. And matter of fact, you probably had to give it away free for the first two or three tries, but let people see what you're trying to do. Let people see what you're going to do. Because what it is, it's like, okay, I'm gonna use ourselves. What we did or what we are doing to get to set up this platform, because we want to create a place. Also, we add in, too, we want to create a place for Christian to go on the weekend, because the only place for a Christian to go is the club, the bingo hall, or the gambling casino. So we want to create a place for them to go. We want to expose the health and wellness, weight loss boot camp exhibition, and we set up a platform for Christian to edify Christ. We want to start that now, okay? But in regards of, you want to start your program and get it out into the earth. We need to start it like now. And so how you basically start it now is you set up something in regards to exposing it, and then you may have to do it free. Like us, we have to do the boxing thing like two to three classes for free. But actually, once they get all the classes, they, oh, man, I want to do this again. They come back and start paying you for your services. And then after we do it free, then we start moving about in different quarters of the town. We go over here 20 and 30 miles out. We go over here 20 and 30 miles out. We go over here 20 and 30 miles out and keep exposing it, and then people will call for you. People will be looking for you if you're giving it away.
So, in other words, it's really building value in your business, and that's a person has to value your business, and
yes,
you have to build value in your business model. And even in the term of giving away, we're not really giving it away. What we're doing, we're building that value so people can see the service, whether it's a service, whether it's a product, or whatever the case that case may be, and what we're doing. And as we build that value, individuals will definitely take interest in our company. They will want to learn more about our business as we continue to build that brand, as we continue to build that value in our company. Kimberly, we're going to be coming back to you. I have a couple of quotes that I'm going to read, and then we're going to bring you back on. A quote says, "Whatever the mind of a man can conceive and believe, it can achieve." And we know that's a play on of words. It says, "Whatever the mind can conceive." So we have to first think it in our mindset.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the seed is planted. Then we have to believe that it can actually happen. It can achieve itself. And the achieve, I connect that word to action. And that quote is from Napoleon Hill. Then the next quote says, "Strive not to be a success, but rather to be of value." And that's by Albert Einstein. So many times we, you know, sometimes individuals, you know, we want to be that shooting star. We want to have all this, you know, limelight, if you will. But if we build value, and that's kind of talking about even with what you were just talking about, Mr. Charles, we have to build value. And a lot of times when we're building a business, it doesn't matter if it's a for-profit, non-profit, if we're a motivational speaker, if we're an author, if we're selling products. If there's no value in who you are, if a person cannot connect to you, the leader, they're not going to connect to any product or services that you're trying to talk about, they have to first connect with you. The next quote says, I am not a product of my circumstances. I am a product of my decisions. And this is where we're going to bring Ms. Kimberly back. When I'm going to read that quote again, I am not a product of my circumstances. I am a product of my decisions. Ms. Kimberly, let's talk about that last quote, and that quote is by Mr. Stephen Covey. Let's talk about the product of our decisions. We're talking about a leader's vision, Breaking Barriers 2016. We're right on the cusp, a couple months away from 2016. Mm-hmm. When we're thinking about decision-making, sometimes, you know, it often questions come my way from different entrepreneurs or what have you, as I'm consulting, particularly startup nonprofit organizations, and people sometimes can be in the middle of the road and they just don't make a decision.
Right.
What do you have to say about that, or have you experienced that with coaching anyone? Because, you know, decisions at the end of the day have to be made. But what are your thoughts on that quote or anything around decision-making?
Well, I think it goes back to what we were talking about before and what you raised before, the idea of action, just doing it, being strategic, developing a strategy for success. So not to plug the book again, but in my book, I talk about a strategy, and I use strategic as an acronym to really walk people through the idea of, number one, I think it was the second quote that you were talking about with success, the value, bringing the value. And what I encourage people to do, number one, define success. What does success truly look like for you? So in order for us, because success for me looks very different from what it might look like for you. And what I have people do is break it down into factors. So defining what success looks like, and then the next piece would be really discovering what your passion is and walking into that purpose. I think that helps us to really get to that place where we can just do it, because I tell people, yeah, I think about the old Nike campaigns, just do it. But how can they really just do it if they don't have a plan? So having a plan that they are comfortable with, having a plan that, well, I hesitate to use the word comfortable, because another thing that I often tell people to do is get uncomfortable. Sometimes we have to do things that we are not comfortable doing in order to take us to that place where we want to be. So Mark Twain talked about eating a frog, doing that uncomfortable thing first thing in the morning. And it's the very same idea. It's the idea of getting uncomfortable with your business, getting uncomfortable with your idea of what success looks like with your action plan for that, really saying, okay, I'm going to do those things that are not the most comfortable for me. The example that I use is networking. So I'm fine on a stage. I'm fine standing in front of a class and teaching people how to discover their passion and walk into their purpose. But in a networking setting where it's one-on-one, that had always been my challenge. But I had to get uncomfortable in order to do that and in order to make those connections and in order to bring that value that you're talking about. So all of those pieces have to be there in order for us to get to that place where we can take action. And I guess the key to everything that I've said is the idea of developing a strategy that works for you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that's so key, strategy. And for everyone that's joining us, we welcome you. We thank you for calling in. I see you. We thank you for joining us online. For those that have just dialed in as of late, we are talking about a leader's vision, Breaking Barriers 2016. And so strategy is a common thing that we're hearing this morning. Action is a common thing that we're hearing this morning. And we have to step out. We have to take action. We have to, you know, put one foot in front of the other and continue to move forward no matter what, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the situation. Just like Mr. Charles, he started his journey. You heard his journey 13 years ago. You know, it was uncharted territory in the beginning, you know, but then continued to move forward, you know. And today he's now working and mentoring him and his partner in the Mississippi area, youth, that obviously needs a positive outlet to connect with. Another quote says, when everything seems to be going against you, remember that the airplane takes off against the wind, not with it. And that's by Henry Ford. Another quote says, the most common way people give up their power is by thinking they don't have a way to do it. And that's by Miss Alice Walker. Another quote says, the most difficult thing is the decision to act. And we've been talking about decision and action all morning. The rest is merely tenacity. In other words, once you finally make that decision, say, you know what, I'm going to step out, I'm going to do this thing, the then all you have to do is couple with it is tenacity. In other words, keep it moving. Don't stop. And that's by Amelia Earhart. Another quote says, the question isn't who is going to let me, it is who is going to stop me. And with that, Mr. Charles, I think that's a good point to bring you back on, because you started, you didn't let anybody stop you. You know, it's a term that was called the gatekeepers. I heard that term many years ago, that when you're trying to develop a business model of any sort, there are sometimes going to be some gatekeepers. Gatekeepers in our own mind and say we can't make it happen, or gatekeepers that when you're trying to set up a meeting or execute on certain things, it's going to want to block you. What are some things and how you position yourself, and piggybacking on that last quote, the question isn't who's going to let me, it is who is going to stop me. What are your thoughts on that quote?
Oh, yeah. My thought, I mean, I feel that quote. I love that quote. I mean, it's like you have to burn the bridges. You have to burn the boat. Let's say if you go on the other side and you burn the boat, you don't give yourself an option to come back. Don't give yourself an option. Whereas though, if you burn everything, then just move forward. It's got to work. There's no option in it. It's going to have to work. And I want to just add a few more quotes, because people don't really care how much you know people don't care how much you know, people care how much you care. And once the focus is clear, the pain disappears. I'm really not adding the quotes. We are here, we're creating a place for Christian to go on the weekend. We're becoming prosperous and healthy while serving our brothers and sisters in the kingdom of God, making anywhere between $13,000 and $63,000 on a yearly basis, and then we're going to occupy till he comes. Our goal is to serve. In regards of opposition that is coming against your plans, your problems, your issues, just do it. It's just like all the talkers were saying earlier, just do it and get it out.
Wow, you know what I wrote down while you were talking? I wrote down, I jotted it to myself on my phone, don't give yourself the option to go back. And then I also, what just popped in my mind was, don't give yourself the permission to go back. Because a lot of times, you know, we make allowances to say, well, you know what, I know I said I was going to take action, I said I was going to step out, I said I was going to do this, this is my mission, this is my passion, but maybe not right now, the circumstances isn't all pretty, you know, everything around me isn't all conducive for me to step out and take action right now, so it's okay for me to kind of slide back and just become comfortable and get in that comfortable zone. So I appreciate what you just said, because that is so key. Don't give yourself the option to go back. Don't give yourself the permission to go back. Once you have said it out your mouth, you've written down your action, because that strategic plan is just as important as saying what you want to do. You got to write it down, and then you got to take action. But do not give yourself permission to go back. We have a little bit of time left of the show. I have a couple more quotes I want to read, and then I'm going to bring both speakers back on for them to give you additional contact information. And then I have some announcements that I want to make, and then we're going to conclude the show for today. If you hear a voice within you saying, you cannot taint, then by all means, taint, and that voice will be silent. And it's kind of piggybacking on what Mr. Charles just said, because a lot of times in our own mind, we will convince ourselves that we can't do something. But you know what, in that moment, in that time, when we're even telling ourselves, we're gatekeepers in our own mind, saying we can't do something, that is an indication to you and I that we need to push that much harder. And when we push past those negative thoughts in our mind, it's going to become quiet. It's going to become silent. The next quote says, I have been impressed with the urgency of doing. Knowing is not enough. We must apply. Being willing is not enough. We must do. And that's by Leonardo da Vinci. The next quote says, when one door of happiness closes, another opens. But often we look so long at the closed door, we do not see the one that has been opened for us. And that quote is by Miss Helen Keller. And for anyone that knows the story about Miss Helen Keller, she is physically blind. She was physically blind. But it's so powerful to hear the words that she said. I'm going to read that one again. When one door of happiness closes, another opens. But often we look so long at the closed door that we do not see the one that has been opened for us. The next quote says, the only person you are destined to become is the person that you decide to be. And that's by Mr. Ralph Emerson. And a lot of times, you know, we sit around, but today we're taking action. We're not sitting around. We know we're called to be leaders. We are leaders. It's time for us to take action, not only by words, but by writing out a strategic plan and by executing what we say. For those that have just joined us, thank you so much for being a part of Good Morning to the Leader in You, A Leader's Vision, Breaking Barriers 2016. We've been blessed this morning to have awesome leaders from the Mississippi area and from the New Jersey area that share golden nuggets. And I strongly encourage everyone to connect with both of them in the areas that they are proficient in and that they are awesome at, as you heard this morning. Again, KatherineTrotter.com is my website. My niche area is in startup businesses as well as businesses that are growing under 5 years to help with that continual growth. My book is Community Engagement, From Concept to Implementation, 8 Steps to Unlocking Your Creative Ideas. You can find that book on my website, KatherineTrotter.com. We have monthly strategic planning webinars online, and you can go to my website and find out more information. You can plug in and get more information about that. We do this show every Monday and Wednesday at 9 a.m. Keep in mind, I've been plugging it the past couple of shows. We will be having a Leader in You retreat in 2016. We will also be having Leader in You breakfast breakout clubs all throughout the various states of the leaders that have been coming on the show. So stay tuned for that information. We are going to publicly release all of that information on November 15th. So hold on to your seats. That information is coming. So now what I'm about to do is have Mr. Charles restate his contact information and any last words he wants to share, and then we're going to have Ms. Kimberly come back on, take her contact information and any last words she would like to share. So, Mr. Charles, you have the floor.
My contact phone number is 662-630-5285. The website is truefoundationoutreach.org. The last comment, if you don't handle it with grace, it will stay in your face. If you whine and complain, you will remain. If you want to raise up from setbacks, dilemmas, and situation, give God some praise. You will be raised. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Charles. Ms. Kimberly.
Again, my name is Kimberly A. Ferguson. You can find me at kfergspeaks. That's kfergspeaks.com. I encourage you to check out my Your Career Matters series. That's yourcareermatters.kfergspeaks.com. That's where I answer questions about career development. Again, I'm a career development facilitator and a professional development trainer. I go out to different organizations and provide professional development training. That Your Career Matters series, one thing I wanted to share is it will be on WIMG and WWFM on HD2 starting in November, so I'm really excited about that. One other thing I just wanted to share, which is also very exciting, I'll be speaking at the Association of Women Inventors and Entrepreneurs Conference here in New Jersey. It's an organization that was founded by Lisa Ascalise. For more information about that, it's going to be an amazing event. You can visit aowie.com. And, again, you can follow me at kfergspeaks across just about every social media platform. Catherine, I thank you again for asking me to join your broadcast today. I had a wonderful time.
Thank you so much. So glad you were part of us this morning, your energy and all the golden nuggets that you were able to share. Again, everyone listening this morning, you definitely want to plug into both of our phenomenal guests that were a part of us this morning. Connect with them. And I have a closing quote, and it says, if you look at what you have in life, you will always have more. If you look at what you don't have in life, you'll never have enough. And that quote was by Oprah Winfrey. Keep your head up. Everyone that's listening, focus on what you have. I always say, take what you have, use it, flip it, multiply. Don't worry about what you don't have. Run with what you do have. Be a leader of change. Be a leader with vision. Break every barrier and launch into 2016. Have an awesome day.
Thank you.